Cathedrals of the Game. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about some classic gridiron settings next on MHSAA Perspective. If you've been around high school football long enough, you've seen games at fields with the old-fashioned knockdown wooden bleachers and games at some of the newest facilities at our schools, which make you wonder if you've wandered into a college stadium. But nothing beats a group of grand old monuments to the game that still dot the landscape. Many of them built specifically for football, with no tracks and excellent sight lines, which still thrive and survive as the community gathering point on Friday nights. And with thanks to MHSAA historian Ron Pesch, let's take a look at some of them. The most classic of the designs is the reinforced concrete stadium, originally dating back to the 1920s and from facilities built during the 1930s and 40s as old Works Progress Administration projects. As the popularity of high school sports in general, and football in particular, grew in the 1920s, attendance at events taxed the capacity of the facilities they were being played at. For example, a game for the Saginaw Valley and mythical state championship between Flint Central and Bay City Central in 1924 drew an estimated crowd of over 10,000 at the 1,500-seat facility at Bay City. Reacting to that interest, a group of local businessmen built a 7,100-seat facility in time for the following football season. In 1925, the new stadium was third in capacity only to college stadiums at Michigan State University and the University of Michigan. In 1927, when a new high school and athletic complex at Jackson High School were opened, the 10,000-seat Withington Stadium, named for the descendants of the Jackson Civil War hero, came on the scene. And Withington may have been the first high school facility to install lights in 1931. Driven by the success of its gridiron teams in the 1920s, winning four mythical state titles, Muskegon High School decided to replace the old wooden stands at Hackley Field. A public bond initiative with the bonds being sold by students at the school was undertaken. Work started in mid-June of 1927, and the concrete structure was completed in just 24 days. In mid-September, the first game was played at the new Hackley Stadium. Atwood Stadium in Flint opened in 1929 and has been operational except for a three-year period in the 1990s after its original AstroTurf installation was deemed unsafe. Atwood, billed to hold 11,000 fans, has been the site of the old Thanksgiving Day football games between Flint Central and Flint Northern, which set an attendance record of over 20,000 for the 1950 contest, with temporary seating and standing room only tickets being sold. WPA projects built all kinds of facilities across the land in the 1930s and 40s, part of the New Deal at the time to get Americans working. And the first job in the Metro Detroit area was Keyworth Stadium in Hamtramck. Keyworth has hosted all kinds of high school events over the years, saw some professional baseball games played in its confines, and was even considered as a filming location for the 2008 movie Leatherheads. Two other football-only facilities from the WPA days are Wisner Stadium in Pontiac and Memorial Stadium in Port Huron. Wisner came on the scene back in 1941, seats over 6,000, and when the city of Detroit hosted a Super Bowl a few years back, the NFL temporarily installed field turf at the Pontiac Silverdome for one of the teams to practice on, which became the permanent installation at Wisner following the event. Memorial Stadium in Port Huron was opened in 1945, holds 5,000 fans, and stands in memory of local soldiers who died fighting for our country in World War II. New and shiny stadiums are wonderful things, but if you ever get the chance, visit some of these marvelous facilities on a football Friday night and soak up some history. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.